There's been an underspend in infrastructure projects in Gauteng, as reflected in the region's medium-term budget policy statement. Gauteng Finance MEC Nomantu Nkomo-Ralehoko has tabled that budget today. Nearly a 150 billion rand is what we're looking at, reflecting an increase of 7 billion for the 2021-2022 financial year. And this to support economic growth and recovery efforts, create jobs and fight the pandemic as well. The MEC joins us now with more of the detail on how those purse strings have been adjusted. Thanks so much, MEC, for your time today. So we've seen this upping of spend, but it hasn't come hand in hand with real GDP growth for Gauteng. In fact, that's decreased by 1 trillion rand. So is this a budget we can afford?
I think for us, it's not possible that we can afford, but under the conditions that we are living with now, during the COVID-19, you know that at least now we can say we can for now, but it's not something that we can pride ourselves with. But for me, even the 7 billion, I think it's too much a bit, because we expected more, by the way, because I always ask for more when we have the meetings. But I think that we have an increase by now, because remember, we're sitting in March at 143 billion, and now we have this 7 billion. It takes us now to 149 billion. So for me, I think it's better, but there is more that needs to be done because of the high levels of unemployment in our province, because of the riots that happened in July, if you remember. Now we have more about our plus minus 18,000 jobs that people that have lost their jobs, and we must create more jobs. Hence, we believe that even this budget, we must take it to skill young people so that they are able to have opportunities to create more jobs. And we must build up SMME, cohort, and empower the SMMEs so that those SMMEs can benefit and be able to restart again their businesses. Because immediately when we had those riots, we were unable now to have to reduce the rate of unemployment. Instead, we're up now with 37% instead of 34. Remember, we're sitting at 34, but now we're up as a province. Yeah.
MEC, all of that being said, let's drill into the detail of this 7 billion rand increase, right? 4.3 billion that's been added to the provincial equitable share, of which 3 billion of that is to cater for the public sector wage settlement in particular. So where exactly is capital being allocated so that we actually see it starting to work to turn the economic cogs of the province?
No, I don't think so. Because remember, we have that plan that we have in the province of growing our economy. And now we have allocated some money for special economic zones. Remember, we have Tshwane that we're busy with now, which is giving us at least even now 2.5 billion that has been injected there, and it's growing now to 3.4 billion. And those are the things that we are not talking about them, but already there is some work that is being done. Ford is in Tshwane as we speak, but there are other investors that want to come and invest in the province. And we have our Tambo International SEZ that we are building too. We have Val SEZ that is at the advanced stage in terms of us building it too, because we want to create those jobs. Hence, our money is going, some of it, to the infrastructure projects. I'm sure we've seen that. I've indicated that there will be an injection that we're taking to some of the infrastructure projects. So an amount of 10 billion is going for infrastructure projects that we have set aside.
How soon before you see that spend translating to real economic growth and translating or starting to reap some of the benefits you've outlined?
It will be soon, because already in Tshwane we have employed people. As we speak, there are people that have been employed in the Tshwane SEZ. And in other areas, it's consulting that is done now that we have employed. But we want even those SEZ, when they start picking up, we must employ other small businesses so that they're able to benefit on that. So it will be soon, because already there is some work that we're doing. I'm sure by March, because you always interview me, when I come to you in March, let me promise you that I will be indicating that this is the number of other SEZ that have employed people with clear numbers and what Tshwane has done. And again, there's an area called Ekandastria that we're injecting some money there, because we want to build up those small businesses in that specific area. And in West Rand, again, we are going to make sure that there is an employment that we do as government in that specific area. But we're training young people on specific skills. I'm sure you have seen at some stage I was telling you about the ICT skills that we're building up, because we feel that ICT must help us to empower more young people so that they're able to have their own small companies that they are creating.
MEC, I was looking at some of the forecasts that you've actually put forward. In 2021, yes, all municipalities in Gauteng are expected to recover. They're expected to record positive growth rates. The highest forecast is for the city of Ekurhuleni, where GDP is expected to increase by 5.1%, and the lowest is for the city of Tshwane, which is expected to increase 4.2%. We've got some low base effects to take into consideration here, but growth nevertheless. What are some of the biggest risks you see being posed to those forecasts?
There's quite a number of risks indeed that we can see, because if Tshwane, City Bank, which are part of our industrial areas, and Tshwane, Ekurhuleni are the areas that we have received the decline, we must get worried, all of us. Hence, we believe that once we have these big infrastructure projects that we want to do, we want to start maintaining roads in those specific municipalities, who will be building up our economy. So those are the things that we want to focus on, bigger projects besides the small projects that I've been telling you about, because we want to stimulate our economy. We want this economy to grow, but I know that it's very difficult now. I'm telling you, I always say to people, our economy now is at its belly. It's not even on its knees. It's in its belly, and we have to wake it up. And the only thing that we must do is to ensure that we assist many people as much as we can. And we must make sure that our revenue is being generated. But what we can do, as I've indicated, is skills training that we must
absolutely
do, so that at least people are able to do things on their own. Let's build up on those infrastructure artisans, carpentry. But we are working with TVET colleges now so that we can strengthen them even in that specific area to build up this economy.
Let's leave it there, MEC. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. And we'll leave you to get back on the road. Thanks so much. As I say that, of course, the Gauteng MEC for Finance and E-Government, Nomantum Komo Ralehoko.